بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يلج النار رجل بكى من خشية الله حتى يعود اللبن في الضرب ولا يجتمع غبار في سبيل الله ودخان جهنم. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, a person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not enter Jahannam. This is the chapter we're doing about crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also crying out of yearning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith explains that that person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not enter Jahannam until milk returns to the udders. After a person milks a cow, it is impossible then to stuff the milk back into the udders of the cow. Like that, it is not possible then for this person to enter Jahannam at all. That man who cried out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is hadith is explaining? That just like it is not possible for milk to return to the udders of the cow or the goat, like that it is not possible then for him to enter into Jahannam when he cried out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ غُبَارٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَدُخَانُ جَهَنَّمُ. Dust that settles on the person who is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dust that comes onto his body whilst he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that and the smoke of Jahannam can never combine. In other words, that person who went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a mujahid, a muballigh, person went out in the work of da'wat and tabligh, a talibul ilm, a person went to study knowledge, or any good work which is regarded to be as fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst he is traveling, any dust that comes onto his body, that part of body, it will not combine with the fire of Jahannam, with the smoke of Jahannam. That means this person will not go to Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Rasulullah SAW has mentioned to us these two important things. One is crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other one, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when dust settles on the person, then that person will not enter Jahannam. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. 7 persons Allah Ta'ala will give shade under his shade on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be hovering above our heads, people will be perspiring profusely. It is that time when a person will be seeking shade. Like on a hot day, a person cannot bear the heat. He looks for some type of shelter, some type of shade, to get some type of comfort. Here on the day of Qiyamah, there are various people who have mentioned in different ahadith who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this particular hadith, these 7 people have been mentioned. Number 1, Imamun Adilun, a just ruler. A ruler who rules justly with insaf, with haqq amongst his subordinates. He is fair. He is not biased. He does not favor certain citizens. He does not make zulam upon others. He is absolutely fair and just. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That youngster who grew up, who nurtured in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many a young person, he abuses his time, he wastes his life, where in trivial pursuits, person is taking drugs, he's drinking alcohol, he's womanizing. Here Rasulullah says that that youngster who is growing up in the ibadat of Allah ta'ala, he frequents the masjid, he's reading Quran, he's making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person will then be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 3, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That man whose heart is inclined, or it is attached to the masjid. That person whose heart is always attached to the masjid. Wherever you want to look for him, you'll find him in the masjid. He's early for salat. He spends his time in the masjid. So all the time his heart is waiting to go back to the masjid. Number 4, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اِجْتَمَعَ عَلِيهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلِيهِ. 2 people who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They meet for the sake of Allah and they
depart for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they coming together and the leaving, both is solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they have love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. So they love one another, not for the mundane things of this world, not for any worldly reasons, not for any ulterior motives. Not because now if I befriend him and I meet him, then he'll give me a nice job or he'll see to my needs. No. The meeting is solely out of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next one, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْسِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. That man who is invited, he is enticed by a woman of high lineage, of good lineage, and she's got beauty. So he is attracted to her, he is enticed by her, she is inviting him. He says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. I fear my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not go and fulfill his desires in a haram. And وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. The sixth person is that man who gives charity. تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا. He gives the charity in such a way that he conceals his charity. Doesn't make a big show out of it. Very quietly, very secretly he gives his charity. Hadith of Rasul explains in such a way, with so much of ikhlas and sincerity, he does it so secretly that his left hand does not know what the right hand has given as charity. In other words, he does it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no riyah, there is no ostentation in his charity. And then finally, the seventh person, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, where nobody is there, in privacy, he is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst he is making the dhikr of Allah, his eyes is shedding tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us among these seven persons who will be gaining the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade but his shade. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.